Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about an upcoming new condominium near the Singapore River. This is an iconic mixed-use landmark and the first redevelopment in the Singapore River planning area under the URA SDI scheme. This development is known as Union Square and the residential component is known as Union Square Residence. As usual, we will talk about the site details followed by the SWOT analysis. Here, let's go. As reported on 11 October 2024 in a press release, City Development Limited or CDL unveiled Union Square, a large-scale mixed-use development located at the former site of Central Mall, which used to be an office. Central Mall, a conservation building, and Central Square. The three buildings combined, situated at Havelock Road in Prime District 1, at the fringe of Central Business District, will be transformed into Union Square. This new development will comprise a Grade A premium office tower known as Union Square Central, retail and F&B spaces, a co-living component with a hotel license, as well as 366 luxury residential units known as Union Square Residence, slated for preview in November 2024. This redevelopment project in the Singapore River planning area is the first of its kind and is one of the largest for the precinct under URA SDI scheme. CDL was able to realize a significant gross floor area uplift of 67% to approximately 735,000 square feet. Designed by award-winning architect firm ADAS in collaboration with ADDP for the residential component, Union Square is conceived as an anchor precinct that connects the vibrant Clarke Quay riverfront with the CBD fringe. Featuring a distinctive facade interspersed with landscape terrace, the development comprises a 20-story office block, a 40-story residential block with commercial space on level 1 and 2, and a 3-story block comprises co-living and commercial space. This is the breakdown of the GFA. 42% will be set aside for residential, 41% will be used for office, another 10% is for retail, and the remaining will be used for co-living. Let's go to the residential component. Union Square Residence boasts a comprehensive array of facilities including 2 pools, 2 clubhouses, a sky gym, and more on level 3, 34, and 7 recreation pods. Offering spectacular view of the Singapore River, Marina Bay, Pearl Hill, and Chinatown. The exquisitely designed apartment range from 463 square feet for the 1 bedroom to 1,500 square feet for the 4 bedroom premium. 2 expensive sky suites and an exclusive penthouse. Let's zoom into the unit mix. The 1 and 2 bedroom comprise 74% of the unit mix. 1 bedroom measure 463 to 506 square feet, whereas 2 bedroom measure 700 to 743 square feet. 3, 4 and 5 bedrooms and the only penthouse comprise 26% of the unit mix. 3 bedroom measure 990 to 1000 square feet and 4 and 5 bedroom range from 1005 to 2400 square feet. The sole penthouse measure a massive 4800 square feet. This is a typical one bedroom. It comes with an open concept kitchen. Both the living and bedroom face the front with a balcony. There is a shared bathroom. A typical two bedroom measures 66 square meters. The bedrooms are tucked to the side with an open concept kitchen near the entrance. It also comes with a balcony and two bathrooms. For the three bedroom premium, they measure 1066 square feet. It comes with three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a storeroom, a yard area, and an enclosed kitchen. There is also a dry kitchen with a balcony in the front of the living area. As for the 4-bedroom premium, it measures 1,518 square feet. It is almost identical to the 3-bedroom, except it comes with a junior master at the side. There is also a wet and dry kitchen and a yard area. This unit comes with a private lift lobby. All you need for privacy and a very comfortable space to live in. Bounded by Magazine Road and Havelock Road, Union Square draw on the site-rich history. The area was a bustling commercial area due to its proximity to the Singapore River. It is also a minute's walk to the CBD and a short drive away from Orchard Road shopping belt. In terms of accessibility, it is surrounded by 3 MRT stations. Going to Chinatown, Bugis and Tiong Bahru has never been easier. This means if you are looking at rentability, it will not be too difficult to find tenants. Another thing I like about this project is that there is a mixture of different unit mix within the development. This is very important in my opinion. Why? Well, this gives a more diverse composition of both owner-occupied and tenanted unit. If you have a development that is solely built for investment purposes, I have seen many such condos. In the years down the road, many of them don't do very well in terms of maintenance and the kind of demographic staying in them. As for the developers, need no introduction. CDL is a household name. It's a leading global real estate company with a network spanning 163 locations in 29 countries and regions. With a proven track record of over 55 years in real estate development, investment and management. The group has developed over 47,000 homes and owned over 23 million square feet of gross floor area in residential, commercial, and hospitality assets globally. If you have been following my channel long enough, you will have noticed that many condos in the CCR are not performing up to expectations. As previously mentioned before, property in the CCR are favored by well-to-do foreigners. When they hit the resale markets, locals shun it because they are just unaffordable to most. For the same amount of money, one can get a decent freehold condo or even a landed property in the RCR to OCR area. However, this could change ahead, especially with Woodland already achieving 2,000 per square feet, Lentor doing 2,002 per square feet, and Jurong hitting 2,400 per square feet. This means there could be more upside potential for condos in the CCR to appreciate in the near future. Do you agree with me? Here, what are the expected selling price for Union Square residents? Seriously, I also don't know. This is a legacy land owned by the developer with another site that was purchased from Far East organization. The land costs include the lease top-up back to 99 years plus the intensification of the site up to 67% increase in GFA. This is a real bonus after factoring in land betterment charges. I'm very sure the developers what all the way. Here, some of you here may ask, Alan, can I what too? Well, that depends on your entry price. It's all about money. Let us use Kennering Pier as a reference point, since this is also a mixed development just across the river. Based on past transaction, the one bedroom is already doing 3,500 per square feet, two bedroom at 3,000 per square feet, three and four bedroom from 2,008 per square feet. I'm very sure the developer will take the cue from Kennering Pier. Let's assume a markup of 10 to 20%. Is that doable? Work that out, and most probably, you will get some answers. Back to the question, can buyer accept such prices? Will there be overwhelming demand come booking day for this iconic project? Can buyers make a profit when it TOP? I think these are tough questions investors will be asking themselves. This is a one-of-a-kind development integrated into one. In addition, I'm very sure the developers will manage the retail mall by themselves instead of strata title it. This means the tenant mix will be better created and help to enhance the appeal of the overall development. By the way, this project is suitable for those who love to stay in the city and those who enjoy the nightlife in the Singapore River vicinity. There is no shortage of restaurants, cafes and pubs in this locality. This may be appeal to singles, to dings who are looking into such lifestyles. The current ABSD on foreigners is a big deterrent for most to commit to a property in Singapore. Hopefully, when the ABSD rates are revised, this will indirectly help to push up the appeal of such homes. In addition, Union Square Residence is the first project in the CCR of such scale to be launched. This will surely have a spillover effect on subsequent launches. Future launches may even be selling at a higher prices. As usual, a few concerns. Are we at the peak of the property market? Can you still buy at current level? The current war in the Middle East, what kind of impact will it have on the property market? And lastly, and most importantly, there are upcoming new homes in the CCR. They will be launched one after another. That include Marina Garden, to Orchard Boulevard, to Zion Road, to River Valley, and so on. Will this lead to an oversupply situation in this area that is traditionally favored by foreigners? Will Singaporeans be attracted to them? Then, what about existing resale property that are struggling to move? Will they become more appealing with their lower price point? Will we see more transactions going forward in the resale market? Will we see an uplift in the URA PPI in the CCR in the next few months? Will this help to push up the overall PPI for 2025? Here, can buy or buy? If you're buying any property today, always have a long-term horizon. Union Square is potentially a good consideration since it has the first mover advantage to be launched. Hopefully, it will be launched at an attractive price point before the rest of the CCR launches. Subsequent new launches in this area will surely be higher than the one before it. If you are an investor hoping to profit, you can consider this mixed development, which will have an added appeal and a unique selling point. Targeted for completion in 2029, Union Square will rejuvenate and transform the precinct into a vibrant enclave to live, work, play, connect and create. Here, if you are keen to explore more, kindly contact me. My company is the official marketing agency. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon.